Warning, on today's episode, you are going to be confronted with what it is to be unfiltered. Ladies and gentlemen, the studio is quite in the middle of a music festival, and unless I was going to go 1,000+ kilometers underground, like the Kardashians and George Clooney and all of them are doing at the moment, which is why the data centers are existing, hence why it needs water, because it's feeding everyone underneath. But that's just me. I suggest that you skip this episode. But if you don't mind having a FaceTime chat with me and kind of picking up on where we left off, then you are going to suck it up and listen. There was nothing we could do. Literally nothing we could do. So as you hear going in and out, we apologize if it is annoying AF. But that just happens when life is just unfiltered and Bridget, me, is every episode. So thank you. On with the show. Hey, babe. So I'm sitting here and I'm scrolling through my phone, you know, doing what every self-respecting woman does at 11 p.m. on a Monday. And I'm seeing this video and my first instinct was, wait, is that fake? Is that a deepfake? Is that AI? And it hits me. It hit me so hard. No pun intended. We're living in an era, right? Where literally anyone can be cloned. Anyone, your face, your voice, your body, all of it can be just wrapped up in a pretty little bow, AI generated into literally any scenario. What I find and what I've found with some research is that is innately, the ones in their teens to about, I believe it was 65 years old, but don't quote me on that, but around the late 60s, can still tell when something is AI and something is deep fake. There's still this sort of resemblance in the eyes that we can connect to. We have this ability for whatever the reason is, maybe because we do come from a generation that still went to the mall and still went to the grocery store and still made orders where you were touching and the tactile of it all. Your mom taught you how to pick the best watermelon. You know, all of these things that used all of your senses, we have gathered and really developed it richly for so many years. And now this generation, and now generation, I believe, beta, that is currently growing, and it's a, I believe they are our current early teens. So those little ones might be the first generation that doesn't quite understand that a peach is supposed to be fuzzy or that a cashmere sweater is luxury because it feels so nice up against your skin versus polyester. Because these kids are growing up with iPads and your AI. So AI generation is very slowly creeping into the minority, but more up to date. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? So with all of this being done, you know what the wildest part is? I find that men are more desperate for real, and I put that in quotes, than they've ever been. Let's think about that for a second. We have this infinite digital access to infinite fantasy versions of any woman. I mean, me included, literally customizable, never aging, never saying no, never having needs, and never leaving your ass. And yet the guys with real money, real power, and the real potential are completely fucking starving for authenticity. They are crashing hard for someone who's just real. And that is what we're going to talk about today. So let's get real about what's happening right now. The deepfake technology isn't just a meme anymore. It's not just, oh, look at this funny video of a celebrity doing something stupid. It's become a weapon. It's become the ultimate catfish. Shout out to MTV for the funniest show ever made, Catfish. Oh, fun fact and side note, I appeared on an MTV show back in the day, way back in the day, where I was one of the dates that one of the guys from the Hills had to choose from. We'll talk about that in another episode. Remind me. I had brown hair, by the way, and I had just started the adult industry. So it's literally Little Bridget B. I would love to see it. I don't think it's on YouTube, though. But if you know, let me know. So with all the catfishing, I believe, in my opinion, that you men, all my listeners and all the new newbies and the new members of the society, it's amazing. So you're kind of getting the scope of where I come from. These are all my opinion, and that's why you're here. That men are fundamentally broken in a way that you guys don't even realize it yet. Am I right or am I wrong? Because here's what I'm seeing. You have guys who can literally create the perfect woman, like Stepford Wife. Great movie, by the way. Perfect woman. No boundaries, no opinions that disagree with yours, no period cramps, which are so gnarly. No bad mood, no, I need to focus on my career. No, I'm leaving you. Nothing. Just compliance and curves. You know, the curves that you guys all want, the ass and the tits. Great. Okay. And they're still lonely. Like, what is going on? They're still swiping. They're still messaging. They're still paying for premium memberships on dating apps. Y'all are still trying to find someone real. And you know why? Because a deep fake can't look you in the eye and mean it. A deep fake can't choose you. It can't choose her, you guys together. There's no will, there's no risk. There's no magic in a guaranteed thing. And apparently, and this is the part that fascinates me, you guys' brains, you know that. On some level, even the ones who are completely committed to the fantasy life, and I get it, you know that something's missing. I mean, it's not that great. Something's missing. It's like we've finally reached peak simulation. And it turns out that the thing that actually matters is a thing that can't be fabricated. The realness, the authenticity, a woman who's actually choosing to be with you. Not because she was programmed to, but because she wants to. And that is so much more rare now than it's ever been. Here's where it gets interesting, and bear with me. This is where I'm going to get a little bit brash with you, because the men who are the most vulnerable to the deep fakes, the most interested in AI girls, most obsessed with fantasy, they're the ones with the biggest gaps, not financial gaps, insecurity gaps. I'm talking about the guys who do make the six figures, but can't hold eye contact. You guys who drive the nice cars, but think that not enough for a woman who actually has standards. The guys, you guys, who have been told their whole lives that they need to be a certain way, make a certain amount, look a certain way, perform a certain way, and they'll never actually just been chosen for them. Isn't that terrible? So what do? They go where there's no rejection, where there's no judgment, where they can't fail. A deep fake doesn't say, you're not what I'm looking for. An AI girlfriend isn't going to have opinions about your hair or your job or the fact that you cry at Marvel movies. I used to date a guy who did that. I thought it was sweet. I mean, obviously he's my ex for a reason, but that was sweet. And, you know, the girls that you're looking for, we're just waiting. Oh, we're here. We're absolutely just waiting. And I get it. I genuinely do. I spent years being a fantasy object. That's literally what I was sold as. Bridget B understood the appeal on both sides. I understood the guy getting to have his fantasy without complication, and the woman, in my case, getting to be that fantasy and get paid for it. There was a transaction. There was honesty in the transaction. Everyone knew what they were getting. You wanted to watch a movie with me in it. I made the movie knowing you were watching me do it. I got paid for it because I was an actress that happened to have sex. But this deep fake shit, this is different. This guy's is going to try to have you be in a relationship with an illusion. And the scariest part to me isn't the technology, not at all. Because it's like guns. You know, guns can't destroy you. A gun can't hit you. The person behind it can. The person on the trigger can. But deepfakes are almost teetering on what it says about what you guys actually believe about yourselves. You don't think that you're worthy of a real choice? Do you really think that the only way you can have a woman and is in its all terms of, you know, a woman wanting you and you wanting her, all consensual, obviously. Do you really think that a woman, unless there are certain parameters, can't be with you unless she's programmed? And that, oh man. See, that's what's actually devastating to me. Because here's the thing, the men I meet now, the ones who are, you know, basically attractive to me and, you know, the smart, yes, successful, faith-oriented, the guys who actually are trying to have their shit together here. We're all trying, okay? They're terrified of women who are real. Not because we're too much, but because we might say no. We might choose someone else. We might have boundaries. We might require things. We might not be available. And for a guy who's never had to actually earn affection from a real human being who's been in some sort of simulation his almost whole life based on if he had good looks or based if he came from money or based if he was a popular guy in school, all of that, that has to be absolutely paralyzing. Just as paralyzing as it is for what a quote-unquote attractive woman has to go through in modern times where everyone's assuming that either she's a hooker or she has an OnlyFans or she has 3 million sugar daddies. And as you can tell on TikTok, 93% of us are at home trying to make sourdough bread, failing at every attempt, and not on a dating app because it is 2026 and we're not trying to get human trafficked. So what are we all going to do, you guys? Are we all just fucked or what? So what's, okay, let's begin in a more sincere, from a more sincere place. What's actually happening in the real world, away from the deepfakes and the AI and all of it? Real looks messy. And as I have said in a disclaimer, this is messy. This episode is probably one of the messiest of all time. But while I was sitting and I was in the studio, and when you hear this, it will be past tense because obviously it's recorded. We're not in my live stream. But mentally, if I were to say that not being able to control what's happening out there, I kind of like it. Because this is real. Like, I am fighting against an entire music festival outside these windows and steel and wood. And you know that. You know that's happening because in your perspective, you know this is recorded. You also No, the title is Bridget Unfiltered. You also do know that it is my own brand. I have finally gotten control of my relationship with the fan base that I've wanted for so long, where I can now be more than just tits and ass. And having an unfiltered society built around it is because I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to be judged on and to be looked on. And when the messy happens, like now, nice rift. What's really messy about all of this is also what makes it so real. Now, if I was doing a show called, you know, Saturday Night Live, you already know it's an audition, not auditions, it's a rehearsed during the week and then they film it live. But when you get it to your screen, it has gone through a set of hands where they can bleep out the bad stuff and, you know, take away a bad scene or what have you. Much like when they record New Year's Eve, etc. So your brain as a human being that is not senile, you're able to capture that. It's just a beautiful way the brain works. Like, it's just fascinating that you as a human being know that what you're looking at is not real. You know that there is a screen between you, etc. So when you're talking with deep fake and what I mentioned before in, 1 second, it's the church bells. It's my favorite part of the day. If I happen to be filming during the church bells, there's something so lovely about it. It's almost a little bit of an energizing button. I can't explain it. But anyway, so going back, when this does feel like a FaceTime call. when we talk about the deepfakes, and as I mentioned earlier, there's a certain group of humans that just very soon will not be able to detect which is which until it reaches the point where it's going to be half and half. There's going to be half that know, and there's going to be a half that doesn't. There's going to be no middle ground. And I am blessed to be able to be in the half that is going to know. And then when we move on to everlasting life, that generation will begin the new generation that has no idea what peach fuzz feels like. But that's not in our lifetime quite yet. We still have a ways to go. But isn't that fascinating? So right now, relationships are starting off on a bad foot where it feels, and I've mentioned this in so many previous episodes, where dating feels like you're at a gym. You are at your prom at the gym. Half of you are in left, the other half are on the right. Because when I was going to college and high school, men were males and females were females. That's a whole nother episode. Don't even get me started on all that. But so when you guys are saying that you're looking for something real, and what real looks like for you is going to be different than what it was before and what's going to be in the future. And the thing that the deepfakes can never replicate, no matter how good the technology gets, is choice. Because real is someone who stays because she actually wants to, not because the algorithm is setting you up to find each other, right? Real is someone who's going to tell you that you're being an asshole when you're being an asshole. A deepfake isn't going to smile and agree with you. She's going to kick your ass. And a real woman is someone with a past, with experiences, with her own wins, her own failures. Yes, a deep fake is going to be a blank slate and a perfect Ukrainian Russian, like Andrew Tate likes to mention. But would you as a man want to have this relationship with a woman where it's so one-sided? That can't be fun. And they are bred and made to be mail order wives, which is why they are so submissive, and which is why so many men have no problems doing that or resorting to that if they have to, aka our passport bros, as we've talked about in the last episodes. You guys, if you have not listened to this podcast since season one, it's like one giant circle jerk, and it all goes back to the very first episode, just so you know, and I think it's awesome. And that is something that, sure, AI could probably do, but does that make me as good as AI? I mean, I do know how to read, and for the most part, there's been a lot of college graduates who have been interviewed on the streets, and they can't read. They can't read, and they can't read cursive. I'm like, shit, we're cooked. So what is my ideal man in this sort of situation, right? We're going in with the deep fakes and the AIs. Why is it that more women are not going after the AI? Well, women have this very internal, natural state of smelling bullshit, right? That's why we make really good moms. And that's why we have Mother Nature in us. The divine feminine is just created so that the masculine can protect and lead her. So that is why women are so much more naturally attracted to that strong male. And for the most part, the demographic that does listen to me and does enjoy my content is the alpha male. Why? Because when I was in the adult industry, I was very much branded as the stepmom, trophy wife, mafia Bob wife, you know, the Gambino family type. That was me. I took no shit. I learned very early on in my career that if I was going to make it as legendary as I have, that I had to come in with my own rules and no one was going to tell me what to do. And that's how Bridget B was born. So when you watch my previous career highlights, it's always me teaching someone what to do. I'm always teaching the stepdaughter what to do. And I've talked about those types of episodes, those types of content that I did film early in my career as a porn star that I've had some problems and issues with, but I have touched on it on previous episodes. Feel free. We'll definitely touch on it more in depth in the future. But for now, I think that it's very good baseline to form that as I speak and as I have spoken in the episodes and as I will be taking Bridget Unfiltered, it's with you in mind. I know who you are listening. I know who you are who engages. And the women that are the other half are usually alpha females as well. It's not the quote average female that's going to understand where I come from. I come from a school, not only old school, a little bit, you know, 90s kid, but I'm also one that knows what peach fuzz feels like. I also know someone who knows and understands what disappointment is. I know what it feels like to be completely enveloped in gifts and so much, you know, love and tickets and dinners and private jets. And that just comes from my background, and I can't apologize for that. And in order for me to be honest and real, I can't sugarcoat that. It doesn't mean that one is being presumptuous. It's just one speaking from truth. So take that into consideration when you are digesting the episodes. And I thought it was very important to tackle that subject because it's, unless you come in from knowing my background, you wouldn't understand why I say certain things. And especially the whole blonde bimbo effect, to be underestimated is very valuable. Pamela Anderson, Marilyn Monroe, and me. So considering myself one of the remaining bombshells, you know, blonde bombshells. So with the deepfakes and the AIs, they will never be able to recreate what you felt when you first saw Pamela Anderson as CJ on Baywatch. I know it's human nature. As a red-blooded, hot-blooded male, that is what you were supposed to feel, because she is beautiful and stunning. So now, with that perspective in mind, I come in to all of these perspectives and point of views to let you know, as the listener, my alpha females that are comfortable in their sexuality, they take no bullshit. So when they are in a couple with another alpha male, they tend to balance each other off quite well. And that's the only kind of perspective that I can speak from in truth. And as the episodes develop and we take on, yes, we take on the guests and we take on special guest hosts, you know, this is where it's going to be great, because now you understand my baseline. And when other personalities come in, it's where you really get to see how both can differ. So if you're listening to this and you're a guy who recognizes himself in any of this, if you've ever felt safer with the fantasy than with the real woman, I want to tell you something, okay? You're not broken. I promise you're not broken. You're just scared from, you know, experience. And the antidote isn't more technology. We know that. It's not more deep fake or more AI clones or better synthetic girlfriends. It's just actually going to be the scariest thing you can do, okay? All right? Is to just show up as yourself, okay? Messy and secure and all of it. And let a real woman decide if she wants you. And not because you've manufactured the perfect circumstances, aka lying to her. Not because you have a wonderful deep fake. And now you have the algorithm. So now it's like a Stepford Wife thing, which is what's happening. But there's that real diamond out there. You know, there is that one that is worth the effort. We're still here. We're alive. And for the women listening, and I know you're listening because you always are, and I appreciate it so much, is that you don't fall for the guy who's clearly more comfortable with a simulation than with you. Because you guys, most girls don't like it when their guys watch porn. And it's a big thing because now Instagram is borderline that. So, and that's not a red flag, you know, that's a neon sign. Okay, that guy who can't stop watching, he's not ready. You're not. And he deserves someone, excuse me, he doesn't deserve shit. You deserve someone who is actually real with you. I'm kidding. We all just want to be real with each other, okay? Because real is just so rare, and real is just the only thing that matters. And the sooner we all accept that, the sooner the guys who actually have the potential are going to stop trying to build robots and start showing up for actual women. Talking to you, Elon Musk. Well, that's it for Bridget Unfiltered. What am I thinking about this week? Okay, like I said in the very beginning, this is what happens on a very late evening, on a very late day, where also I'm thinking that the world is just obsessed with creating the perfect everything. And here I am trying to, you know, make sure my blonde is just absolutely perfect. So what am I, a hypocrite? But I realize, nope, you know what? I am just old fashioned. You want real, I want real, she wants real, they want real. And the only way we're going to get real is by being real ourselves. There's just no way around it. There really isn't. So see you next Tuesday. See what I did there? Tell me in the comments if you know what I did there. See you next week.